Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am Aon Patrick McDevitt, MC, capital DEVITT, Jr. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. McDevitt as described in my report of 8308. For that pertain to injuries he allegedly sustained on 8607 to his arms while working at Champion Container Corporation. But he's now a 56-year-old male. He describes he was injured again at work on 5/17/22. Appeared he was coming down a flight of steps and stepped into a hole that he didn't see. Appeared as a result, he believes he injured his left ankle and thumb, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery and has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, he reported tripping in a hole on the floor that was covered by a mat, resulting in injuries to his left thumb and left ankle. Period. Medical records show he was seen in urgent care by Dr. C-H-E-N on 5/19/22, complaining of left ankle pain and swelling for the last 3 days. Period. He fell after stepping in a hole and also had left hand pain, period. He underwent x-rays to be inserted here. He was examined and diagnosed with left foot pain, common left ankle pain, common left hand pain. He was placed in an ACE wrap on his foot and ankle, as well as a gel cast. Pretty also was distributed with crutches. Period. New paragraph on /10/22. He was seen by podiatrist Dr. Karanjaya, K-A-R-A-N-J-I-A. Period. He performed x-rays of the ankle that showed no evidence for fracture or dislocation. Period. There is an ossicle to the lateral ankle gutter. Period. He diagnosed the left ankle sprain and ordered an MRI. Period. MRI of the left ankle was done on 7/2/22 to be inserted here. Period. Mr. McDevitt followed up with Dr. Karanjaya to review these results on 8/4/22, period. He noted the results of the MRI and advised him to wean out of the boot and wear an ankle brace with the exception of for sleep and personal hygiene, period. This was applied on 8/4/22, period. Dr. Karanjaya followed his progress through 11/15/22, by which time he had physical therapy, period. He was cleared to return to work full duty and was at maximum medical improvement, period. I am not in receipt of further treatment records regarding his left thumb, period. And underline this, when first seen by Dr. Karanjaya, he ascertained a history of degenerative joint disease, common rheumatoid arthritis, comma, and scoliosis, period. Physical exam. General appearance, he volunteered that he does lift weights for exercise. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed mild swelling of the CMC joints bilaterally. Period. There was callus formation and rough texture to the hands as well as the cuticles / eponychia. Period. There was a long anterior scar at left shoulder. assist with surgery there, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Hands, wrists, elbows. He had a positive rind maneuver on the left, which is negative on the right. Extremities lower. He rolled up his sweatpants to allow for visualization. Compare the rest of that as normal. Feet and ankles normal. Lumbosacral normal. Gait maneuvers normal. He was able to do independent heel lifts on the involved left ankle on 4 consecutive occasions. Period. Impressions. On 5/17/22, Patrick McDevitt Jr. stepped in a hole at work, causing him to fall, injuring his left ankle and thumb. Period. 2 days later, he was seen by Dr. Chen and underwent numerous x-rays. These appear to be mislabeled for the right, although they should have been done for the left. Pity then came under the podiatric care of Dr. Karen Jaya, who quickly had him undergo a left ankle MRI on 7/2/22 to be inserted here. Paired Mr. McDevitt had various types of immobilization and subsequent physical therapy. Paired as of 11/15/22, he was discharged from care by Dr. Karen Jaya. Paired there are no new treatment notes relative to his left thumb. Paired new paragraph, the current exam found he had good strength in the left hand by JAMA hand dynamometry and manual muscle testing. There was mild swelling of the CMC joints bilaterally, consistent with his known osteoarthritis. Period. He had a positive grind maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Period. He had full range of motion of the ankles without crepitus or tenderness. Period. There was no swelling. And provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He ambulated with a physiologic gait and could participate in provocative gait maneuvers without difficulty. Period. In paragraph, there is 2.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left thumb or hand. Period. He does participate in woodworking and metalworking, which clearly necessitate high-level functional use of the hands, fingers, and extremities, upper extremities, period. And that is the end.